But I want everyone here to reimagine a world where instead of prescribing steroids, inhalers, and medication, the doctor turns to Julie and says, why don't you go home and clean out your air filters, clean out the air ducts in your home, in your workplace, in your school. Stop the use of incense and candles. And if you're remodeling your house, take out all the carpeting and put in hardwood flooring. Because these solutions are natural, these solutions are sustainable, and these solutions are long-term investments. Long-term investments that we're making for our generation and for future generations. Because these environmental solutions that Julie can make in her home, her workplace, in her school, are impacting everyone that lives around her. So I'm very passionate about this research, and I really want to continue it and expand it to more disorders besides asthma, more respiratory disorders, as well as more pollutants. But before I end my talk today, I want to leave you with one saying. And that saying is that genetics loads the gun, but the environment pulls the trigger. And that made a huge impact on me when I was doing this research. Because what I feel is a lot of us think that the environment is at a macro level, that we can't do anything to change our air quality or to change the climate or anything. But if each one of us takes initiative in our own home, in our own school, and in our own workplace, we can make a huge difference in air quality. Because remember, we spend 90% of our lives indoors. And air quality and air pollutants have a huge impact on the lung health of asthmatic patients, anyone with a respiratory disorder, and really all of us in general. So I want you to reimagine a world with better air quality, better quality of life, and better quality of living for everyone, including our future generations. Thank you.
Right? Can I have Sri and Lauren come up really quickly? Your Google Science Fair champions, your winners.